From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The U.S. Homeland Security chief called Tuesday for new meaningful, responsible gun control laws in the aftermath of the biggest mass shooting in the country's history. He spoke as authorities collected more information about the life of the shooter, an American-born Muslim believed to have been radicalized by jihadist rhetoric he saw on the internet. In a round of interviews, Jay Johnson told television news shows that tighter gun restrictions are critical to public safety. In the hours-long assault early Sunday at the Pulse Gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, 49 people were killed and another 53 wounded before police shot the assailant, 29-year-old Omar Sadiki Mateen, to death. Patrons at the club said they had frequently seen Mateen at the club over the past several years. Others said they encountered Mateen, twice married, once divorced, and with a 3-year-old son, on the gay chat and dating app, Jacked. A suspect who stabbed and killed a police commander and a police officer had pledged loyalty to the leader of Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, according to Paris prosecutor François Molin. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Molin said that the alleged attacker, Larossi Abala, made the declaration of allegiance to Baghdadi in exchanges with officers during a 3-hour standoff Monday night. Molin also said that Abala had a list of other targets, including rappers, journalists, police officers, and public officials. The prosecutor said the suspect was responding to IS calls to kill non-believers where they live and with their families. Police rescued a 3.5-year-old boy at the residence. VOA News. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad al-Hussein is urging the United States to adopt stricter gun control measures, saying easy access to weapons leaves little space between murderous impulses and actions that result in death. In a statement Tuesday, Zayed criticized what he called irresponsible pro-gun propaganda and questioned how many more mass shootings the country must experience before lawmakers take action. The Pew Research Center reports Europeans generally see Islamic State as the biggest threat to their nations. Climate change is the second largest concern of Europeans, ahead of the influx of refugees on the continent from Iraq and Syria. According to the new study, Europeans face the world divided by the Washington-based research center. Only 17% of respondents in the 10 European countries surveyed feel Islamic State is a minor threat, and only 3% view it as no threat at all to their nation. Terrorist attacks in Paris and Brussels over the past year have put terrorism on the top of the list of concerns of Europeans, and security remains elevated across the continent. Congress approved a $28 million reprogramming request from the Transportation Security Administration Monday, allowing for more lines and shorter wait times in airports. The money will be used to make 2,784 part-time transportation security officers full-time, which will reportedly add 53 additional security lanes in American airports. The father of Reva Steenkamp gave heartbreaking testimony Tuesday as Oscar Pistorius' sentencing hearing continued. Barry Steenkamp says his daughter's death devastated him and his family and that Pistorius needs to pay for his crime. Anita Powell files from Johannesburg, South Africa.
A father's pain laid bare.
Mr. Steenkamp, you still think of Reva?
My lady, every day. Every day of my life. Morning, noon, at night, early hours of the morning. I think of her all the time.
Barry Steenkamp's hands and body shook as he told Judge Tokozile Masipa and her rapt courtroom about his youngest daughter. The law graduate and aspiring model was 29 years old when she was killed by her boyfriend, superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
French police have begun the deportation of 29 Russians following violent clashes with England supporters in the early days of the Euro 2016 football tournament. Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.